episode 2, Life and Health with Thomas, Tim, and Cody, coming at you from Studio B2, a.k.a. Tim Keller's basement. So we're down here, episode 2, so we're back again. Topic of the day is nutrition, apparently.
Apparently.
According to Thomas Berger.
Whoa.
That was a...
we all agreed on that.
That was your idea, actually.
Kinda.
Yeah.
In your white tights.
I was wearing white tights that day.
I heard about the white tights. All white tights, no shorts, just tights.
I left the gym wearing nothing but those. And I didn't realize it until I got into my car.
That's crazy.
Taking it back. Wants to be walking around like the old caveman did back in the day.
Caveman.
Nothing but a little apron on.
The apron. I don't think they wore aprons, man.
Whatever they're called.
It was like a hide diaper.
Even if it was that, it was probably a kilt.
Caveman days? Kilts?
Isn't that what they wore? They just, whatever animal fur they could get, cut it off and just wrapped it around the waist.
And just put it around.
That's true.
Okay. I mean, they had to be able to use the bathroom quick, too,
right?
Whoever
said you had to wear clothes. Who made that up?
What?
Clothes.
I don't know. We'll have to Google it.
Yeah.
I feel like as advanced as the human body was, we wouldn't, like, adapt, like, some type of immunity to, like, cold weather.
Well, it's called hypothermia if you really want to go too cold. You know, they say that the our ancestors, random tidbit from musing and reading, that our old hunter and gatherer ancestors, their musculature, they were like our modern day Olympic athletes. That was a typical human being back then. They were like an Olympic athlete.
Huh. Learned something new every day.
It's pretty legit.
And that we are the feeble... whatever you would call
so
it.
So like
now.
The watered down, dumbed down version of it.
Well, we got like bigger brains, but physically speaking, we're not as big or healthy or muscular, whatever you want to say. But with that, our brains got a little bit bigger, right? I mean, now you could say we're a little bit smarter. All right, so where are we going from here? Tim's back. I'm back. Cody's back. There was a couple notes that I took from last week that I do want to point out that this is the second podcast and that we are going to try to keep it light and, of course, it's somewhat entertaining. At least we entertain ourselves for the most part when we speak and laugh and talk. So, I mean, hopefully you get something out of that. But we will try to make it as, professional, radio-ish, podcast-ish, if there is such a thing, as possible.
I guess if you just throw ish at the end of every word, you can just make it whatever you want to.
Yeah, well, keep it light. Have fun. I think, you know, fun relates. Everybody wants fun.
Everybody wants fun. But to that, like, the points that we want to touch on, be specific to the points and stuff.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. All right, so we're going nutrition route today, right?
Yes, sir.
Anything we want to touch on within the past week that we may or may not have got to? Try something new. That was the challenge you put out there.
I did my challenge for the week.
Which was, would you?
My challenge was to turn off my phone for 45 minutes a day.
How'd that work?
It's working good, actually. I sit back and put a little light music on, very light music, shut my phone off, and sit there and read an article or something, book or anything.
Piano Man.
I don't know if Piano Man came on or not.
Billy Joel.
But yeah, some light
classic
music. Yeah. But, yeah, it's working good.
So you feel like you're getting some time back. Did you miss it at all?
It is weird not looking at my phone for 45 minutes, as strange as that sounds.
Well, when you become so programmed to do it,
yeah,
it would be weird not to do it.
And, I mean, 45 minutes, sometimes it'd be an hour, you know, I think Tuesday.
Then again, if you're actually Tuesday doing something, you don't really look at your phone. Like, if you're mowing, do you look at your phone?
I mow with my phone because I listen to music.
Yeah,
I listen to podcasts.
Well, I listen to music, but I have earbuds in, and when somebody, an alert comes
dings
up, I pull my phone out of my pocket while I'm mowing, and I'm looking to see what's coming up. So, yeah.
Bro, you shouldn't text and mow.
Who am I going to hit, the tree?
Do you feel like you're going to go further, like instead of 45 minutes, it'll be an hour, maybe an hour and 15, maybe an hour and a half?
Yeah, man, maybe.
You or know. Just turn your phone off for like a day.
Ooh.
Why don't you do that?
Don't use your phone for a day. Then it adds up to all the hours that you got to do in like a week or something like that, or like 2 weeks or a month.
What are you trying to hack the phone, turning it off so that you don't have to do it all week, just one day?
Just one day.
What?
One day a year.
My problem with turning my phone off for the whole day is that is literally my only communication device for, like, my family. So if something would happen.
Do you have email, your alert set up for email?
I do.
So every time an email comes in.
And I have 5 different email boxes on my
phone. So is what, every time it comes inbox, it's straight to you, dings you.
Dings me.
Okay.
And I probably get 50 to 60 emails a day.
Let me ask you this, because I did this, and I can't tell you how much it's helped me. Turn off the email notification.
I really could, because for 9 hours out of the day,
they don't matter, right?
Well, I'm sitting in front of a computer, and now I get my email on anyways.
Is any of those emails that come to you in the afternoons really, really important?
Sometimes, but...
Could you do it without it till the next day?
Oh, yeah.
It's just email.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if someone needed you, that I should call you.
Right, exactly.
Even if the notifications don't come up, you can still go check the email.
So why don't you just turn off turn off your notifications. Turn off your badges.
I'm not going to turn them all off.
Turn off? Why?
I like my SportsCenter badges.
No. Listen. We're one thing at a time. Email. Are yours even turned on? Yeah, they're turned on because I hear your whatchamacallit go off.
3,014 emails that I have not apparently read.
No, what's the alert that you have for it?
The duck.
Yeah, the duck.
Oh, is that the duck's email?
The duck's the email.
And I hear it go off. Anyway, this is the point. Because when we hear something on the phone, we've been programmed that way we got to check the phone. Turn the email notifications off. Check it twice a day if you're not in front of a computer and you're on your phone. Then you'll pop up. You'll have 20, 22 emails, whatever it is. That's when you can really go through and decide whether or not, okay, is this important for me to actually respond to? Is it not? And then you'll look back over the entire day and say, why do I even get that many emails to begin with? And why am I looking at my phone every time it goes off? Because there's some statistic out there, like if you get interrupted from work, it takes you 15 minutes to get back on task after you've been interrupted. So every time your phone goes off, you get a text, an email, Facebook alert, Snapchat, whatever it is, it takes you that much longer to get back on task. Yes, no?
I don't know if that's necessarily true for me, just for what I do, during the day, I guess.
You gotta be more specific than
that. Well, but if my phone goes off, I can click it real fast and just see what it is, and I go right back to, honestly, my phone doesn't go off. Besides emails, my phone doesn't go off that much. So.
I can't say the same for myself.
Your phone goes off all the time.
There's too many different things.
Well, he
ESPN.
If it's not going off, he's looking at YouTube videos. I mean, that boy is YouTube video king.
That and
what's the latest one?
Dragon Ball Z.
And that's why I haven't opened my YouTube app.
Well, is that what you're? Because you're always watching stuff or listening to stuff on your phone. Look,
so I went back to the gym today to work out, and I'm laying on the floor after I get on the bike, and I'm mobilizing. And Sarah's the only other person in the gym. She goes, "Are you watching cartoons?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Were you mimicking what they were doing?
No, I was just.
Were you high kicking through a fireball of?
No, don't throw fireballs, man. Get it right.
I don't know. Dragon Ball Z, I haven't watched it in years. We're so off topic right now.
We are off topic, but let's go back to our challenges. Your challenge for the week was to be early.
15 minutes early. I failed.
You failed.
Okay. Once.
Yeah, you did.
Once.
Once? Just once.
Just once.
Okay.
What else? No. I was there on time every day at HCC.
I'm not talking about that. What was the one time that you failed?
It was today. Yeah. Well, actually, you'll be listening to this. It was last week.
Okay.
But you tried.
Technically, I still have a couple more days to be there.
Yeah, because we are recording early.
Right.
But I don't think you even made a challenge for yourself.
No, I said try something new. I didn't really like...
What did you try new?
Nothing.
I really got to think super hard.
Dragon Ball Z Part 2?
No, that's...
Episode 48.
Actually, I'm on episode 83 right now.
Well, you got a new episode under
your
belt.
There's 200 episodes left.
Man. And then it's Pokemon?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched Pokemon in like a long time. It's a good show, I just haven't watched it.
Good lord.
This is where me being a whole lot younger than you guys
your age.
Comes into play.
Do you even know what Doug is?
Yeah, I know what Doug Funny is. Doug and Skeeter.
Doug
Patty
is
Mayonnaise.
Awesome.
Dude.
Do you know what Ren and Stimpy is?
Yes, Ren and Stimpy. That was like the original inappropriate cartoon.
It was the original. All right, so we went from depression. Left to right, back to left. So the phone thing, that's another one, though. I mean, seriously, that's a huge thing. Anti-distraction, especially when you're around work and friends and family. And
I will turn off
blah, 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 blah.
My email notifications for this week, my challenge to myself.
You're going to turn the badges off.
The badges off, yeah.
The badges, it's not even the badges, though. It's the ding. Because if it's on and you're not looking at it, the badge can come down, but you don't hear anything, so you're not going to check it.
But I'm going to turn it all off.
All right. Well, my Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat, all that, there's no sound. The badges are still on. So if I go to check my phone to hit it to turn it on, I'll see the badge, but I don't see anything. I don't hear anything, so I don't check it. That's the whole point. Anyway, however you can do it, you do it.
I'm going to do it.
That's the personal twist to all this life and health stuff. Whatever works for you. All right.
Nutrition.
Since we need to bring it full circle. What about nutrition? What were you even talking about the other day in the gym? You had something that you were rolling on.
Let's talk about nutrition that, you know, we all kind of have dabbled in. Let's do paleo tonight.
Let me preface this by telling everyone that I do teach nutrition at the college, and that is one of my major interests when it comes to readings, blogs, articles, research, all that stuff. I do listen to podcasts and read a lot about nutrition-related things. So just throwing that out there. I'm not saying I know everything, but when it comes to different stuff, I do have somewhat of a general idea. More so than maybe most people.
Agreed.
Okay. Don't laugh.
Well, most people, as in us and some of our listeners.
I feel like we've tried a whole bunch of stuff, too. Like, we know what works and what doesn't work, just generalistic principles.
Well, I'm going to throw out there right away. When we say nutrition, we are not talking about diets.
Correct.
I do not like the term diet.
Yeah, Tim doesn't like the D word.
Correct. So what would you call something then?
I like the word challenge.
Okay.
You set a goal. You set, but I'm not talking like I want to lose 100 pounds. I'm not saying that that's not realistic, but that's too long of a goal for a nutrition challenge.
Right.
30 days should be like.
Oh, it goes back to last week. Like right. It takes how many days to make or break a habit. So. A 30-day challenge, which is typically a month long, right?
Yeah, 30 to 31 days, because usually you say a month.
But, I mean, are we talking about, let's say, a 30-day challenge or quote-unquote diet, or are we talking about, like, eating habits in general?
No diets.
Well, then nutrition.
Eating habits in general.
Eating habits in general?
Yes.
So you're basically looking at it long-term.
Long-term.
As opposed to a challenge.
But make challenge it. Yes, you're correct. I mean, you want to make those life changes, but at the same time, it's good to have mini goals. That's how it works well for me is mini challenges.
So you like to use the challenges kind of as like stepping stones.
Yes.
Okay. But right. Okay. So we'll come back to that though, because nutrition is what? What is nutrition?
Eating healthy. You're gonna have to help. See, you're the. What is nutrition?
Cody, what's nutrition?
What is nutrition?
Yeah. Do you know? Do you remember what it is?
Macros, micros, and. Vitamins, minerals.
It's the science behind why we eat what we eat and how it affects our bodies. Yes. So then you get into the whole macronutrient, micronutrient, blah, 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 all that stuff. So the nutrition aspect is scientifically, what are you putting in your bodies and how does it affect your body? Are you going to be healthy or you're not going to be healthy? Understanding what you eat and how it affects homeostasis. And is kind of a long way of saying it. So when we come into macros and micros, what are your macronutrients?
Macronutrients is simple. You got fats, carbs, and proteins.
What are your micronutrients?
Micros are a little more complex than that.
It's basically the vitamins and minerals, correct?
Yeah,
bright lights. Vitamins, minerals. And then you have a sixth essential nutrient, which would be? Which you should be drinking every day.
Water.
H2O.
Some people consider water as a macro, though.
Well, it's an. You have essential nutrients. You have six essential nutrients. All of them are equally important to everything, right? Your carbs are just as important as blah, 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 as important as your vitamin D. Your protein is as important as your vitamin C. Your fats is as important as your vitamin B12. Everything works together. So that's kind of nutrition. Now,
right.
Let's say, all right, pretty basic example. Where would we get protein from?
Meats.
All right, give me some, throw out some examples.
Meats. You got liver. You got chicken breast. You got turkey. You got steak.
Love steak.
You got pork chops.
What's chicken of the sea?
Tuna.
Tuna.
Talking about tuna.
Chicken
tuna.
Of the sea.
Whatever.
Canned tuna. Salmon, crabs, squirrel, rabbit. All right. I once said,
going as kid.
Elk. We want to farm some rabbits, and that's what we're going to eat for a year long as rabbit legs.
I had an elk burger in Texas one time, and it was the best damn burger I've ever had in my life.
Elk
burger.
Yeah, it's because there's probably some free-range elk.
I don't know what it was, but it was amazing. It had like a peppery taste to it.
Season.
We should.
They weren't any better than those burgers we made the other night.
I don't know, but I think we should go deer hunting this season. We get like three deers.
Yeah.
And stock up, man. That way we don't ever have to buy red meat again.
Tim, you got a deep freezer.
I have a good size freezer.
We could.
Problem solved.
Who's got the gun?
I don't have a gun.
A gun? We just forge a bow and arrow. Just forge it. Go get some sticks.
We'll chase a deer down.
Up a rock.
Bare feet and stab it. All right. Anyway, protein. What's a carb? Carbohydrate, carb
breads.
For short.
Most people look at it as breads, wheats. Grains, wheats, pastas and stuff, but you also got vegetables, you got fruits or carbs as well.
Potatoes.
Rice, potatoes.
Be more specific. I want more specific. Banana, apple, mango, what else?
Tangelo.
That's one of those hybrid fruits.
This is one of those hybrid fruits.
Berries, raspberries, strawberries.
Blueberries.
What's that star fruit? What else?
Star fruit.
You ever seen a star fruit? It's a little star fruit. They got it at Martin's. I ate it while I was in St. Lucia.
It's called star fruit.
I'm
pretty sure.
It's legit called star fruit, but you're like, what is that star fruit?
No, so what is it? Star fruit. Like, I was trying to remind myself. What else do we have? Chips. Can we find carbs in milk?
I never thought of chips as carbs, but yes, it would be.
It's a potato.
I know, but I didn't think of it.
Even your vegetable, whatever those health chippy vegetable strip things are, those would be higher in carbohydrates. All right, so we got proteins and carbs. What's fats?
What kind of fats you want to talk about?
Well, you got
just tell me a fat. Whatever food you can think of.
You got fats in your meats.
You got fats in your meats. But if you're talking about sources of fats, you got peanut butter. You got nuts. You got kind of seeds and oils. You got avocados. You got avocados, you got pistachios, you got almonds. It's fats in almost everything. We talk about some eggs.
What part of the egg is the fat?
The yolk. The yellow part. The part that everyone decides not to eat.
Is that, which one's better for you, the white or the yellow?
The white.
Wrong.
Really?
Really.
See, I'm learning.
Actually, the yolk's a lot better for you, especially if it's a...
Then why does everybody just do egg white?
Because of the fat content. Because people have the misconception that fat's like so terrible for
Well,
you.
Specifically because the yellow yolk is high in cholesterol.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then people have the misconception that cholesterol is bad for you. Too much cholesterol is bad for you.
Right.
Oh, well, relatively speaking. Depends on how active you are and depends on what your current cholesterol levels are. Cholesterol is a precursor to a bunch of different hormones, including... testosterone. For men, what do we need? Testosterone. For a bunch of different things. I mean, there's a host of other things. All right. What else besides eggs? We got good fats. You said avocados. What is a bad fat?
Bad fat. Saturated fat. So...
No. Saturated fat is wrong. Lard is good. Gibble's chips cooked in lard.
Yeah, Thomas is obsessed with Gibble's chips.
Nobody hears the background voice over here. No, let's go. A bad fat. What's something else that's bad? Is bacon good or bad?
Bacon's good.
Depends okay, it is high in saturated fat. Why is it good? Because saturated fat's not bad. Smack across the face, hopefully. No, seriously. Give me a cooking oil that would be bad.
Vegetable oil. You got regular vegetable oil. You got Crisco.
Oh, man, that stuff's terrible.
Crisco is bad.
Soybean oil.
Is that bad?
Yes.
I don't use it, but okay.
Give me a good cooking oil.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. What's another olive oil? Coconut oil. Now, if you look at the ingredient label, you're going to see saturated fat, which then people are like, oh, well, I can't eat saturated fat. This is what we're trying to break, that misconception. And it's not just us that would be telling you this. You could listen to hundreds of other podcasts up right now that would tell you the same thing. All right. What other good sources of fats can we find? Really, really good sources. I'm talking high in omega-3s. Peanuts? Peanuts are not bad. Fish. What specific fish?
Go with some salmon.
Salmon.
Some salmon, some tilapia.
Is tilapia really good for you?
Tilapia is good for you.
Because it's inexpensive. I like it.
Tilapia is good, man.
Well, I'm serious. For someone that's on a budget, tilapia is the cheaper fish.
I mean, if you want to take the easy way out, you can take some fish oil pills.
Well, that's true. But even then, you got to be careful with the fish oil. Sometimes you'll get it and it'll be bad. That's why, speaking of which, last fish oil pills we had, if you have one and you look at the date on it, it may or may not be packaged right. Some of it can go bad. If you poke a hole in the fish oil pill and smell it, then you would know whether or not it's still good or bad. And last batch that we had, which actually lasted us a good period of time, it was still not bad when I checked it. So, and they say you should actually keep it in your refrigerator and not in your cabinets.
That's something I heard
that it should be. I knew that it should be in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. All right. Full circle again. We got carbs, fats, proteins, and we need to kind of touch on water being very, very important. You should be drinking multiple glasses a day. They say 64 ounces is kind of the magic number. There is no such thing as a magic number. Everybody's different. Everybody has a personal level, a personal intake that they need to reach, depending on your activity, blah, blah, blah. So the point of that is drink some water, at least 32 to 64 ounces a day.
I think a good way to look at it is, like for me, if I can camouflage my urine in the toilet with the water, then I'm hydrated.
That's a good point. Except that's not always going to happen, because if you get up early in the morning, it's not always going to be clear.
No, it's not always going to be clear.
You're getting rid of some of those nightly waste. You just don't want it to be like dark or neon yellow.
Or have a bad smell.
I don't think I've ever had like dark urine.
Unless you eat asparagus.
Well, yeah. Can't help that.
All right, so water. We want it to camouflage in the toilet. Good way of putting it. I have to use that.
That is a good one.
That means you're hydrated. How do you know when you are thirsty? Dead silence.
What question is that?
How do you know when you're thirsty? How do you know when you're starting, when you need water?
I'm always thirsty.
You're always thirsty?
You get some lightheadedness, you start getting a little tired.
Well, the thirst mechanism is when you get that dry mouth. But by that time, it's already kind of on the downhill slope. So you just, again, drink water throughout the day.
Right.
Okay. Now, macro, water, micro. Micro is vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals. You can take a multivitamin or you can get it from food. If you get it from food, the best way to get it is going to be eating it raw. Vegetables, fruits, that kind of stuff. With cereal, this is one big misconception that a lot of people have. It has fortified with blah, 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 blah. And I'll have a list of different vitamins, minerals on the back of the label. That's fortified. That's not real food. That's not your best source for vitamins and minerals. Your best source is going to be your greens and your fruits.
You say greens?
Greens.
Greens.
Greens. The color green.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, that's why I wanted to clarify, because I heard.
Right.
I wanted to make sure you said. Okay.
Right. So those are vital, specifically your fat-soluble vitamins.
Dude,
because
I want a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch right now.
It probably tastes pretty good. It would help carry your. What does that look for?
It's very random.
Because he was talking about cereal, man. I like cereal. Well, I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm not a big cereal person.
Vitamin D is fat soluble. It carries a bunch of, well, fat carries vitamin D. Vitamin D helps carry fat. Blah, blah, blah. It's all intertwined and other nutrients throughout the body. Speaking of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, when was the last time you had a bowl of cereal?
I really don't remember, to be completely honest.
When was the last time you had a bowl of cereal?
I don't remember. Seriously, it's probably been a year.
Longer? I'd say it's been longer.
It's probably been longer than a year for me, to be completely honest.
Like, it's been probably 3 years.
I was
weird,
though. Like, when I was a kid, I never put milk in cereal. I would just eat it, like, out of the box with my hands.
That's not even cool.
Why not? I didn't – for some reason, when I was a kid, I wasn't really fond of milk until I got older.
It's like eating chips. It's like chips.
It is like chips, and I like chips.
The voice in the background.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is not Cinnamon Toast Crunch without milk, because then you drink the milk and it's got the cinnamon the sugar cinnamon flavor.
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Apple Jacks, my two favorite cereals.
Apple Jacks legit. Actually, you know what else? Do you remember those clusters? The nut clusters? What was the cereal?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches. Yes, but it was just the nut clusters. Take away the bunches of oats. Remember the squirrel used to run around the trees? Remember those commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Just the nut clusters. They were
he might not have been born
fantastic.
Yet.
I don't remember those commercials.
Or he was a baby.
He was probably a baby.
Because you are a baby.
Well, you're the baby of the group.
I know. It's just oh, man.
All right, so. Yeah, no. Got the Stella in the background. The cereal, good or bad?
Bad.
Yeah, to me it's bad. I mean, not knowing what I know now, it's bad. And I think
there are some better cereals out there for you, but most cereals are
like
bad.
Like what?
Well, I don't. That's a hard one because I don't.
People
eat
consider
cereals.
Honey Bunches of Oats like a good brand of cereal. Or like
but isn't
Chex.
It high in sugar?
Hmm.
High in sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, but people claim. Well, it's, people claim that's better for you than like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Apple Jacks or Fruit Loops. Like Cheerios is like a healthier brand of cereal that gets advertised all the time.
BS.
It is.
Isn't it the heart healthy?
Apparently so.
Helps lower cholesterol.
Yeah.
So would exercise, though.
True.
What's your goal? Are you trying to lose weight, trying to maintain weight, trying to gain weight, or are you just trying to have a great bowl of cereal that you really, really like?
Lose weight.
So then you shouldn't do cereal.
That's because I'm not doing cereal.
We're completely just threw off my line of thought. When it comes to cereal, it is a shelf life thing, just like with a lot of other food. Trying to bring this back to the nutrition aspect and what we should and shouldn't eat, depending on, again, on our goals. So, cereal, it's processed, it's made to last on a shelf for an extended period of time. Any type of food that is made that way and produced and processed that way, that's the food we should probably be staying away from if we're trying to be healthy. Am I saying you should do that all the time? No. Do I eat my occasional Oreo? Yes. Do I have my occasional chips and salsa? Absolutely. Do I eat it every day?
No.
No. Okay. The goal behind the personal process, whatever you want to do, it needs to determine what you're buying from the grocery store. Now, where do we go from here? We don't eat the idea is that we shouldn't eat processed food. Where do we go from here? What else do we need to know? What do the listeners want to know?
If we're sitting here talking about all these foods, like what to eat, what not to eat, why don't we just talk about what we do and don't eat? Or almost like generalistic principles that we try and follow like ourselves.
All right. That's cool. Good idea.
Just so we can kind of get like some relation going to.
Roll with it. What do you eat? What's a day like for you?
What's a day like for me?
Mm-hmm.
An ideal day for me? Usually.
No, just what's a day?
So you want
what's
talk
your
about
tip? What do you have today?
Let's talk about today. Okay, today had an omelet with some vegetables and some sausage.
Homemade.
This was probably about at 9 o'clock maybe.
From your kitchen?
No, it wasn't from my kitchen. It was from the eatery. So it kind of sucks. But typically if it's like my own stuff, a typical breakfast for me is usually like 3 eggs, a piece of sausage, a potato, and a handful of kale. So
gotcha.
Ideally that's what I would eat, but because I was kind of in a hurry this morning, got some eggs. It was probably a better alternative than anything else I could have gotten there. So it was probably around 9 o'clock, around 12. I think I had a protein shake and a banana. Went home, did some stuff. Around 3, had like a Subway sandwich, chicken. It was all right. And I went and worked out. Had another protein shake and some almonds around, I want to say like 6:15, 6:30. And then now it's 9:51, and I haven't had food since.
How many times do you try to eat a day?
About, I really wouldn't consider it eating because I do consider all the times that I consume
munching
calories. like eating. So all the protein shakes, most people would be like, that's not eating. But to me, it's like me consuming calories.
It's
so
a
I
meal.
Count that. It is. Probably five times a day. Five okay. or six times a day.
Okay.
Tim, what's your day like?
Well, let me preface with this is my day off work, so it's always a little healthier than a day at work. So I woke up this morning about 9 o'clock, made 3 eggs and 3 pieces of bacon. Yum.
Delicious.
Sunny side up eggs.
Sunny side up. Best way to go.
Dang right.
Scramble, did you dip man. The bacon in the yolk?
Yes, I did.
Damn right.
Only way to do it. Lunch was like 2:30-ish after I left my man Thomas's house. What did I have? Oh, I had some leftover potato salad, homemade. Not the greatest thing, but not super horrible because I know what's in it. Some steakums with no bread because I didn't have any bread. So they weren't horrible for you.
What is a steakum?
It's like a steak sandwich.
It's like a steak and cheese sub, man. Yeah, you just get like some steak and it's like
you made it yourself.
Steak.
Yes.
What kind of steak did you use?
Keep steak.
They come in a box, man.
Cheap steak.
Yeah. And I had that and then a small spinach salad.
Cool.
And then supper was shredded chicken with a little bit of barbecue sauce. Very little barbecue sauce. More spinach salad with a little bit of cabbage on top and peas. I love peas.
Frozen peas.
You were the only person I know.
I do, but they are frozen, but I steam them like they're no steam bags.
Right, yeah.
They're not horrible for you.
No, it's better than eating...
out of a can.
Cheesecake.
Well, it's better than peas out of a can sitting in that juice with all that...
stuff.
...in it, yeah. These yeah. are just... it's a steam bag. It's the best way to do it.
Peas are good. What's wrong with peas?
I love peas. Oh, my goodness, peas.
You were about to say he's the only one to eat peas?
No, he's the only person under the age of 65 that I know uses the word supper.
What do you want me to say?
What's wrong with supper?
I don't, do
dinner?
You, yeah.
What dinner? Is wrong with supper?
I don't know. It's just weird.
I'm going to make supper.
See, it sounds weird.
I am the oldest one here, okay? So you're trying to call me an old man?
I'm not trying to call you an old man.
I don't know what's wrong with supper.
Your beard's probably older than I am.
My beard is older than
Any beverages other than water?
No.
Yes.
Not for me.
What?
I did have a can of Pepsi. Horrible. I know. I'm trying to stop.
Trying again. To stop.
Again.
What is it? Like a cigarette? You just can't put it down.
It is like a... No, you want to be truthful? It is like a cigarette to me. I don't smoke. But I love a can of pop, and it's hard to give it up.
Because?
It's addicting.
What is? The taste? Or just because it's can pop?
I hate soda.
I love it.
You just had an intimate moment with your microphone.
I'm going to be honest. I love a can of pop.
Because, I mean, because I'm just, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Is it the taste? Is it the carbonation? Is it the fact that it says, is it Pepsi or Coke?
Nah, well, either or.
It don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You don't have a preference?
My preference is Pepsi, but I don't care. Tell me what's on sale at the store, and that's what I'll buy.
Diet or regular?
Regular.
Oh, shit.
I know.
You got to go regular.
No.
All right.
I can't even drink regular
what is
soda.
It? You want to know what it
I
is?
I can drink regular Sprite. That's about it.
It's the taste, and it's the carbonation. I love carbonated drinks.
I'm not going to. I love, do, too. I'm not
love
lie
carbonated
you.
Drinks.
Not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm.
It, that fizz. I love the fizz. That's why I like champagne so much. I...
You know what I like about champagne? Popping a cork.
Yeah, that is fun.
And trying to aim at something.
Okay, so I had a can of Pepsi. I had one Gatorade. And then the rest was water. And now I'm drinking a beer.
That's your day off.
It's my day off.
All right.
I can't stop laughing because at your wedding, Tim had to school me on champagne etiquette because we were making toast.
Thomas's wedding.
And we made the first toast. And I drank the entire like glass of champagne.
I had no
idea. Tim looks over at me and he's like, "What are you doing? There's still more toast to go." And I was like, "I had no idea. I don't
you
know.
Sip
how to,
it, man.
I don't
you
know
sip
how to
it.
Do this.
Sip it.
It's the first time I ever had champagne in my life."
We were gonna have champagne one night. You and I were gonna take a bottle and we're gonna take it to the face.
And I all right, let's do it. I'm down.
some bubbly going down. Oh, that's too funny. Champagne. That's what you got to call it, too.
Yeah, man, I looked around, and everybody at the table still has champagne in their glass, and they're making the second or the third toast, and I'm holding up an empty glass.
All right. Did you fake drink it? Did you fake drink it? Did you put the pinky in the air?
No, you didn't fake drink
it. I didn't fake drink
it. You didn't do it?
All right, Thomas, what did you have to eat today?
Woke up this morning. After my long step down the stairs, I decided to grab some, what do we have? Walnuts? No, almonds. Handful of almonds and 4 cups of black coffee. Shout out to Mr. Kyle Burge. It was his coffee
that I've been
drinking. Wait. Beansboro. 4 cups of coffee?
Beansboro.
Well, not like mugs. Not four
so
mugs.
You had probably like, what, like 32 ounces of coffee?
No. If you look on a coffee pot, it has like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Exactly. 4. It's like an actual cup.
Oh.
So it's not. How much is a
cups
cup?
They consider 8 ounce cups of coffee.
Okay, so it would have been close to 32 ounces then.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. So it's like 2 half a mugs, pretty much. Fill a mug up about halfway, drink that, fill it up about halfway again. Mm-hmm. It probably wasn't quite that much because I dumped out the little bit that was at the bottom. You can only drink so much of it, and that's it. Anyway, all right. No one's going to do too much. So a handful of almonds, coffee, worked on wallpaper, came back later, ate half of those. I pattied those burgers up really, really big again.
Yeah.
So I kind of ate like a quarter of that the other night, so I ate the rest of that today with a bunch of lettuce. And I cut up 2 tomatoes from Sarah's father's garden, and I ate pretty much 1.5 of those with the burger and the lettuce. Looked and I put yummy. A little bit of ketchup and mustard on there.
Looked really good.
It was really delicious. Those tomatoes were really good. Then we just, on the way down here, well, we're coming over here, and Sarah said, hey, let's go to Malou's. I said, all right. So we went over there, and I had a crab cake sandwich with some waffle fries and 2 IPA beers.
Cool.
So, and now here we are. Typically, and again, it's a little bit different for me too, because I'm not up moving around going down to work every day. Usually though, in the morning, it's bacon and eggs, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then for lunch, it's whatever we had the night before, leftovers, whether it's burger and a salad. Typically, you've seen us eat all the time. We have a salad and some type of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dinner, it's whatever we can get our hands on. A lot of time, it's at her parents' house. We might go over there and eat, I don't know, Sloppy Joe's, whatever it might be.
Cool. All right, so let's wrap up. I mean, we'll start wrapping up today. And then, so this is actually a good stopping point. We'll continue with nutrition, everybody, next week. And we'll just kind of continue on where we're at. But you kind of get an idea of, you know, what we kind of eat in a day. But we'll kind of go over more of...
We'll have to listen back to this and see what everybody said and then, like, nitpick it at each other.
Yeah, and then, like, kind of go over... Because I'd like to kind of go over to paleo. Like, what is paleo? So we'll go over that next week with you guys. Something that kind of all three of us believe in. It might not be for everybody, but we all kind of seem to work really well with it.
So is that it? We're done. We're wrapping it up for another session, podcast number 2 from Studio B2.
Life and health.
Life and health.
Cody, anything?
Bye.
Challenge for yourself this week?
We do need to get a challenge again.
Like what?
I don't know. What's a challenge for the week? Mine is to turn off my notifications for mail on my phone.
This is going to be a carry-on. That's going to be a big thing, because watch, next week it'll be some other
phone-related
goal.
Let's make the challenge of the week to try and decrease the amount of processed foods that you eat. So anything from a box, anything from a bag.
Hold on. We have a get-together on Saturday, and that's not going to be possible.
All right, but like through the rest of the week, then just try and decrease it as much as you can. And this is for all of us and everybody who's listening as well.
Decrease the amount of processed food.
Decrease it.
And how much?
And if we do have...
Decrease it one step at a time.
And then if we have processed foods, keep track of what processed foods you had, and we'll come back with that on the next podcast.
I like this idea. How do we know what a processed food is? Are we going to list this with the... Can we do something in the show notes that would have a list of processed foods?
Yes. We can.
So that people, if people want to join in, they would look at it and be like, okay, I can't. I got to cut back on that.
Yep.
All right.
We can do that.
Put it in the show notes.
We can put it in the show notes.
list of processed foods.
Show notes, everybody, if you don't know where they'll be, if you're listening to it on iTunes, they'll be located on gmlb.net. That's where the show notes will be located.
Can't you put some in the... Maybe. If you type it up once, you could cut and paste or copy and paste.
We're still learning how everything works.
Well, yeah.
So we'll try it on iTunes. I don't know if we can. But I definitely know we can do it on the website.
Okay.
You know something else we could do? Start posting like healthy foods on like Instagram or something.
We can do that.
And oh, speaking of which, why don't we, everybody, Cody, your Instagram and Twitter is?
Lift Like Cody.
At Lift Like Cody.
At Lift Like Cody. My name is spelled with a T, not a D.
Mine is at Tim, T-I-M, 3584 for Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, hell. Mine's T-K Burge on Instagram. And I think on Twitter it's at Coach T-Burge.
T-Burge, yep.
Is that it? Am I sure?
I think that's correct.
I'm checking it. Coach T-Burge, that's it on Twitter. So, yeah, check us out. We'll be posting stuff throughout the week. Food-related?
Food-related, yeah.
Food-related.
We'll do that.
And Cody in his tights.
And Cody in his tights. Did anybody take a picture?
Nah.
Nah. Darn it. And we want to thank Sarah for sitting in the background. Chiming in in the background.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another one in the books. Podcast number two. Let us know. Give us some feedback, if you will. You know, rate it. Leave a comment on iTunes or on the webpage. Or if we post it on Facebook or Twitter and you listen and you want to respond there, whatever you can do, let us know some feedback so we can better provide a podcast for you.
All right, everybody. Peace out. Song for the week to listen to, Summertime by Will Smith.